You're listening to Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. A new exhibition featuring dissected human bodies is on display in New York. The exhibition is not for the squeamish. Visitors to Bodies, the exhibition will be greeted by more than 20 whole cadavers, 260 body parts dissected and arranged to provide quite an anatomy lesson. The cadavers have been preserved or plasticized using polymers of various colors meant to highlight the nervous system or the circulatory system, for example. The exhibit in New York is just one of many of these types of exhibits making their way through museums and exhibit halls around the world. They have caused controversy and drawn record crowds. People are flocking to see the exhibit, yes, yet they're also questioning the ethics behind displaying bodies of the dead. Is it for science, for art, for entertainment, or for all of these? Joining me now to talk more about it is my guest, Dr. Roy Glover, Professor Emeritus of Anatomy and Cell Biology at the University of Michigan. He's also the former Chief Medical Director at the Medical School Polymer Preservation Laboratory there. He currently serves as Chief Medical Advisor for Premier Exhibitions, the company that has organized the Bodies, the exhibition on view here in New York. He's here in our New York Bureau. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
I have to say, there are crowds through that exhibit.
We're very excited that people are coming and learning and are taking better care of themselves. That's the bottom line as far as we're concerned.
You think as a result of the exhibit, they're taking better care of themselves?
Absolutely. I think people leave their packs of cigarettes behind them. They make conscious choices to eat a better diet, to exercise more. And that's one of the goals of the exhibition, to get people to more seriously consider the health-related choices they make.
Let's walk through the exhibit for a little bit. You come in and you see various human bodies in various poses.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And they're dissected.
Yes. The way the galleries are laid out, they're laid out in a very organized way. You start with a look at the skeleton and then proceed to add muscles to the skeleton. Then there's a nervous system gallery, a circulatory gallery. So it's all set out, not helter-skelter, but in a way that optimizes a person's ability to see and learn. Mm-hmm. And there are real dissected bodies, each of them in a particular gallery, highlighting a particular system. They are posed. Many of them are athletic poses, because with March Madness upon us and the interest that we have in sports, it's a way for people to understand better, and especially for children to get excited about the exhibition.
Do you get complaints, though, from people who say this is a dead body you're actually looking at, posed throwing a football?
In general, no. There are a few people who have said they are a little bit concerned about the exhibition. Unfortunately, we've never had a chance to talk in person with them to understand their point of view and to be able to discuss our point of view with them. In general, the response has been very, very positive. The people that leave comments at the end are very, very supportive of what we're doing. They think it's an opportunity for them to make a personal choice to come and see. And I can say that from my point of view, having worked in anatomy over a long period of time, that the exhibition is done with great respect and dignity, and that's a very, very important concern for us.
Where do the bodies come from?
The bodies that we have on display at this exhibition here in New York City all came from China. Mm-hmm. They were obtained there, dissected there in a medical school. They were obtained through the normal processes by the medical school, and now we at Premier are partnering with the medical school in China. The bodies do not belong to us. They still belong to the medical school there. But they have the best dissectors in the world working there. And so it was an easy decision for us to make to partner there and to have the benefit of working with such competent anatomists.
Mm-hmm. So would these bodies have been cadavers on a medical school someplace if they hadn't been here? Or what would have happened to these bodies?
Right. They would be used at a medical school for education and research in just the same way. We feel very, very comfortable that this is a very important educational venue in which we are displaying them. And we feel that it's an ideal use of the body now that preservation is possible and the opportunity for people to come and see is available.
I have to say, I saw the exhibit, and it is quite impressive, a learning experience. I mean, you get to see parts of your body and to see how it's all put together that is You'd never get to see it before any other way.
Yeah, I think it's a very, very complicated body that we live in. When medical students graduate from medical school, they're very apprehensive about going out and practicing because they realize themselves after 4 years of study that they've learned very little about the body and would like to know more. Now, we're not trying to turn the public into medical students, but we do feel they ought to know more about themselves. Some people take better care of their cars than they do of their bodies, and we feel that our bodies are our most precious possession, and we do need to take better care of them.
I noticed that most of the bodies were men. There are only, I think, two women.
That's true, and everybody notices that. And we've talked with our partner in China, and they use the bodies that are available to them. And so we do answer that question often. Mm-hmm. We wish there were more female bodies to use in the exhibition, and hopefully in the future there will be.
And how do the bodies get to be bodies? I mean, what is the process? Are they unclaimed? Do people donate their bodies? Or how does
the bodies that we have on display here were unclaimed. That is, these individuals died. There were no next of kin. And so the body was then given to or made available to the medical school for use in an educational and research way. Same thing is true, happens in the United States. When a person dies and no next of kin claims the body, the state will make the body available to the medical school. So they're used in exactly the same way.
I think people might object that this is for entertainment, that you're using these bodies, you know, because there's football, somebody's throwing a football, somebody's shooting a basketball, and this may, you know, it may be objectionable to some people who think that these are dead people being used, posed for an entertaining purpose.
Well, unfortunately, in our society, there has to be some entertaining value to what it is that you do. Mm-hmm. It attracts people's attention. We don't do it to show disrespect for the body. But we do it to show the body in a dynamic way rather than a non-dynamic way. Mm-hmm. And so posing them, basically using athletic poses, allows us to highlight the muscular system and various other systems which are all involved in that particular motion.
1-800-989-8255 is our number. Let's go to the phones to Jackie in Reno, Nevada. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, how you doing? I am a physician, and I have two girls who are 6 and 8, and obviously I would ask them first if they wanted to go, but I would be all for taking my kids to see something like that, because at any age, if you can get kids involved in science and interested in it, even if it's partially entertaining, that's what gets them involved and interested, and so I fully support it. And I remember standing around our cadaver table. And, you know, you kind of wonder, would you rather be a cadaver or a cross-section? I don't know if I ever decided which one I'd rather be, but I you know, always respected the people who also donated their bodies for that kind of endeavor for medical schools and stuff.
All right. Thank you for calling.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 1-800-989-8255. Let's go to Sheila in Macomb, Michigan. Is it Macomb, Sheila?
Yes, it's Macomb, Michigan. My question is why you feel compelled to use real bodies rather than simply using manufactured models, which seems to me could accomplish the same thing. And I'll take my answer off the air.
Okay, thanks. Dr. Glover?
That's a good question. Models are a professional artist's idea of what the body ideally looks like. And, in fact, the body looks often very different than that. In fact, to really see and understand, you need to study a real body, and that's the closest you can get to understanding yourself. We say the body never lies. All bodies are different, and examining a real body is the best way to demonstrate that.
Now, these are not bodies that are preserved in formaldehyde and mounted, right? Describe the process.
No. In fact, all the toxic fluids are removed so that they're very safe to handle. At the end of our exhibition, there is an interactive booth where people can choose to do that if they want. But in general, what we do is we remove all of the ingredients from the body, the water and other materials that would cause it to decay. And in its place, we impregnate the body with liquid silicone rubber so that the entire body is saturated with the rubber. And then it's hardened by the application of a catalyst, which makes the specimen dry and odorless and safe to handle.
Mm-hmm. And one of the intriguing parts of the exhibit are not the bodies themselves, but the circulatory system sitting by itself, all the whole nervous system dissected by itself. And just to see the complexity of it is amazing.
I think when people go to the exhibition, they're looking pretty much at the outside of our bodies. I mean, they're outside of the organs, like the liver and the kidney. But what's even more fascinating is to look at the inside. And one can do that by injecting the various structures within the organ and then removing the tissue from around it so that you can actually see the beauty of what's inside.
Let's go to Michelle in Westchester, New York. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
I wanted to say, first off, as a nurse, I very much respect whatever you can do in science to eliminate better the body. However, I was concerned that I'd read somewhere that perhaps these bodies came into possession through either being prisoners or even if they were unclaimed. What would the rights of those peoples be, religious or otherwise, to not have their bodies used in this fashion? And I'll take my question off the air.
Okay, thank you.
The bodies were obtained legally, and there are documents to authenticate that. It's just that all of this process is extremely confidential, as it is in our country, so disclosing the documents isn't something that we would otherwise normally do. But you can be assured that the people that are supposed to see and examine the documents have had a chance to do that. Using unclaimed bodies does provide for some people a serious concern. But yet, again, we're trying to understand exactly how the body works. Mm-hmm. We're trying to make people more knowledgeable about themselves in an effort to better care for themselves. And so it would be preferable, of course, to have people who would otherwise make a conscious donation.
Right. Right.
And we're working in that direction. But for the moment, the use of unclaimed bodies, we feel very comfortable with that.
It seems that bodies, exhibits, television shows about bodies, or, you know, you have CSI, you have all these forensic shows that deal basically with human anatomy. Michael Bodden, the medical examiner, has a show about autopsies, does autopsies on HBO now. What is the craze about bodies now? It's unbelievable what's happening with.
Well, it's all about ourselves. This morning I got up and I learned about my prostate while I was having breakfast, I watched blood flow through my heart during the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Information about our bodies is everywhere. And if you only pick up the newspaper or turn on the television and count the number of times that you either hear or read about or see information about your body, it's amazing. But yet, we don't understand that information, and we don't know how to use it or understand it. Mm-hmm. And so this is an attempt to bridge that gap, to make all of that information, which is currently available, a lot more understandable and intelligible to the average person.
Talking with Dr. Roy Glover, who serves as medical examiner, chief medical advisor for Premier Exhibitions, on Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News. Let's go to the phones. Let's see who we go to. First, let's go to Sean in Anchorage. Hi, Sean.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you very much for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I'm an experienced physician and had the opportunity to see Gunter von Hagen's Body Worlds in Philadelphia last fall. And I was absolutely overwhelmed with the with the entire experience, both from a scientific standpoint and from, I would say, a spiritual standpoint with viewing the exhibition and those bodies. And, in fact, I felt so strongly about it that I arranged to have my family travel back east so my 9- and 11-year-old children could see the exhibition as well. And they found it a very meaningful learning experience. So I'm in full support of this type of exhibition. And I felt it was done very, very well and very respectfully.
Did you find yourself more impressed with your body after you saw the other bodies?
Well, I'm a specialist in physical medicine rehabilitation, so I deal with anatomy all the time. And one of the things that was impressive to me is that the preservation techniques were such that the display of anatomic detail was far superior to the cadavers that we used in medical school dissection labs.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for calling.
I really learned quite a bit that even as an experienced physician that I'm able to use in practice.
Thank you for calling, and good luck to you. 1-800-989-8255. Let's go to Liz in Cincinnati. Hi, Liz.
Hi. I also saw Body World in Chicago. Thank you for taking my call. I did see it in Chicago. You've heard from two medical professionals, both of whom have said they've taken children. My husband and I happened into that exhibit not really knowing, actually, before we walked in that that's actually what they were human cadavers. I would highly caution people. My 8-year-old didn't really get it. He could not connect that they were actually people. When you see how well-preserved they are, they really do just look like plastic. But you can literally stand inches away from bodies that are posed. My 11-and-a-half-year-old ran through the exhibit. He was extremely upset by it. So my call is just to say I found it tastefully done, very reverently done, I have to say. But I highly caution people to understand your child before you walk into that exhibit, because it is a very powerful experience as well as a learning experience. And that was just my comment.
Thank you for calling us. Let me just tell our listeners that if they want to see some of these pictures, they can go to our website at www.sciencefriday.com. We have a little bit of slideshow from your Bodies the exhibition there.
I'd like to say that I agree very, very much with that comment of the last caller. In fact, encourage parents to talk with their children about the exhibition before they bring them. And also, in terms of school groups that come, we often invite the teachers to come in advance and educators to come in advance so that they can actually see what the exhibition is about. And then we help prepare materials to help them to introduce their students to the exhibition, to come and learn from it, and then to debrief them and to get their comments after they've been in attendance.
Is it going to be moving another place after South Street Seaport?
It will. I don't know exactly where that will be. We hope to be in New York for an extended period of time. We're doing very, very well at the South Street. People are coming in large numbers. And as long as people are interested in attending and they're wanting to see the exhibition, we hope to be able to keep it in New York for some time. But then it will move to another city. Where that will be is basically up to the representatives of the company.
Dr. Glover, thank you for taking time to be with us.
I appreciate your having me.
Roy Glover serves as a chief medical advisor for Premier Exhibitions, the company that has organized Bodies, the exhibition on view here at the South Street Seaport in New York. We're going to take a short break and come back. We're going to change gears and talk about patents. The Supreme Court's actually looking at 4 patent cases. We'll talk about one in particular. Very unusual. We'll talk about why it's so important. Stay with us. We'll be right back.